Some judges and legal experts here in California are revamping the instructions given to jurors for the state's criminal cases. Studies have shown that jurors are often confused by the very language that is supposed to help them determine a defendant's guilt or innocence. Carol Corrigan is an associate appeals justice in San Francisco.
All the studies seem to show that people's attention spans certainly aren't getting any longer. If you look at the way information is disseminated to people, everything has to be the length of a bumper sticker.
Judge Corrigan heads the task force rewriting the instructions for jurors. She says there is a reason why the average person cannot decipher legalese terms rooted in Latin and Norman French.
Because it's written by lawyers for other lawyers, primarily.
So, old phrases like mitigating factors would be changed to factors that make the crime less worthy of punishment.
And California is not alone. Other states, including Alaska, North Dakota, and Michigan, have already simplified their jury instructions. Some worry, though, that the changes may go too far. Justice Aurelio Munoz of the Los Angeles Superior Court is on a committee that wrote the old jury instructions the state is now trying to change.
The minute you start changing something, you run the risk of some other court coming up and saying, wait a minute, you made an error. And if you made an error, and it's an important enough error, you're going to end up having to retry that case and any other cases that relied on that instruction as rewritten.
The head of the new task force, Judge Carol Corrigan, disagrees.
We aren't going to bring it down to the manner of speaking of Beavis and Butthead, you know. And the law is not a see-spot-run kind of enterprise, so it's not going to be reduced to that level.
The courts could always call upon Lori Rosakis to help strike a balance between basic English and legalese. She's an English professor at New York's Farmingdale State University and the author of English Grammar for the Utterly Confused.
I'm a very big proponent of clear, direct, simple prose. You don't have to get into the Theodore Dreiser, you know, with these splendiferous words. Make it communicate, and make it communicate quickly and easily, especially when someone's life is at stake.
California's criminal case jurors will have to wait just a bit longer for those crystal clear instructions. They will not be ready for approval by the state's Judicial Council until next spring.